Dan Kirkwood's new EP, All Lovers Animals, opens with bright guitars and alt-country hooks. The song On Fire invites the listener in, exploring a new confidence and romantic side to his songwriting.
Step into the heart of the night. You will always bring the darkness to the light.
It's a stark contrast to his dark and scenic 2014 album, Space Country, which was written after a hard year.
That led into this area where I'm writing right now, where we have a lot of songs that are about people as animals, people as lovers, lovers as animals, and the sort of common themes that run through all of that life. The experiences that people have in their romantic relationships are at one moment animal and at one moment something incredibly higher, and I don't think there's any difference between the two.
I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
He recorded the first couple tracks back in New York with his college buddy and professional musician, Tommy Siegel, who tours with the indie pop band Jukebox the Ghost.
He is far and away better at this than I am, and it is so cool to be doing anything with someone who's really good at it in the way that they make you better at it. They bring out the best in you. We have shared songs with each other that I both think are great songs. We've shared songs with each other. I've shared trash with Tommy, you know, just trash songs, and he's always very supportive. Been a great songwriting colleague, even though I'm living in Alaska and he's living in New York.
Back in 93, you were a barrel racing truck star queen.
You can hear the collaboration on the song Manhattan, Montana, that has a slinky 70s vibe, inspired by bands like Dire Straits and Steely Dan. Beginning with only a guitar riff and a vocal melody from Kirkwood, they recorded the song in just under a day in Siegel's second-story Brooklyn apartment.
I think we push each other. You know, like the intro in Manhattan, Montana, I didn't know what he was really trying to convey at first. And he just kept saying, like, what if it sounded like wind on the prairie, but through a tremolo effect, and there was a spooky organ? And I was like, okay, let's try it. And so, you know, started downloading wind samples online and playing around with it. And then eventually he was like, yeah, that's it. Yeah, there's banjo and vibraphone and a few different acoustic guitars and different tunings and backwards guitar loops. We really just threw the kitchen sink at it and hope for the best.
You know, maybe the relationship is so productive because we spend so much time apart that I can just show up and we can just hit the ground and just feel totally productive. You know, touch wood, every time we've gotten together, one or two great things have happened.
The collection of songs featured on All Lovers Animals combines Siegel's pop sensibilities with the organic sounds of Kirkwood's Juno band, Goldwing. Local musicians Danda Slover and Ben Higdon, who play in Goldwing, contribute bass and lead guitar on the tracks Nomad and The Road Home.
There's an element to Goldwing that is always going to be jazzier because of Clay Good. There's an element that's always going to be kind of sneaky because of Ben Higdon, and more kind of moody and melodic because of Dan's bass playing.
I dance alone under western stars. Dusty stars will never pour me.
And now with the addition of Juno musician Steve Nelson on keyboards, Kirkwood expects the songs to take an even more dramatic turn for Folkfest. In Juno, I'm Annie Bartholomew.
I went straight on through Nebraska like a boat set out to sea. Rivers pulled me east under western stars. I'd see lots in the city, dancing in my car. Storm takes my love.